Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Mem Hey, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Dalam Beis. Let's speak out the first part of the Gemara and then see it inside. Rav Anan says that I heard two memories of Shmuel. Number one, the din of our Mishnah, that Amaycha Avdei L'Chutzlaretz Yetzel L'Cheres. If Reuben sells an Eved Kanani to Shimon, who lives in Chutzlaretz, so the Eved would go out L'Cheres. And number two, as we know at Yovel, all Sadeis are returned to their original owners. And Rav and Shmuel Achelik, if Reuben sells a Sada during the year of Shemitah, Rav holds it's considered a valid sale for a moment, and immediately after, the Sada goes back to Reuven, and certainly Reuven would keep the funds he received from Shimon, since it was a valid sale. However, Shmuel holds that it's not a valid sale at all. And Rav Anan also stated that he also heard that in one of these cases, Shmuel holds the funds must be returned to the buyer, and in one of these cases, the funds are not returned to the buyer, and he loses his money. And I'm not sure in which case he said each din. And our Gemara begins, Rav Anan states, Shamas Mene de Mashmuel Tati, I heard from Shmuel the following two dinim, Chodohach, one is the din of the Mishnah of Moicha Avdil Chutzar to Yetzel Cheres, and the second is the Itma, because we learned Hamechas Deo Bishnasa Yevil Atzma. If Reuven sells his field to Shimon during the year of Yevil itself, Rava Mechur V'Yitza, Rav says it's a valid sale, and then immediately it goes out from the Rishus of Shimon and goes back to Reuven, and Shimon loses his money. Ushmuelam, and Shmuel says Einu Mechur Kalika, it's not considered a valid sale at all. And Rashi explains that Shmuel knows it's based on a Kavuchema, Uma Mechur Kvar Yitza, Achshav Sheinu Mechur Einu Din Shleiti Mocha, that since the Sada that was sold during the years of Yevil and prior to Yovel goes out during the year of Yovel, so something which wasn't sold prior to Yovel and is being sold at this point certainly will not be able to be sold. And Rav Anan continues that I also heard Bechod HaHadas Vini that Shmuel holds that in one of these cases the money goes back to the buyer and the buyer does not lose out his money. And Shmuel said by one of these cases that the money does not go back to the buyer and the buyer loses his funds. I'm not sure in which case he said which din. And Rashi asks, why was Rav Anan Masubik as Eli Shmuel B'meichas if Shmuel would hold when someone sells a sada during Yovel, then they don't get back their money and they lose their money, so my polygol ad Rav, then how could it be that there's actually a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and what's the nafkamina between the two shitas? And certainly if you Rav that's mechur v'yitzah and the actual sale was a valid sale, then certainly the buyer would not have a taina to get back his money. And according to Shmuel, if he holds that in mechur kalika, and even so the money goes back to the buyer, so once again the buyer loses out, and l'chayr there's no nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel, and therefore it must be that Shmuel must have said in the case of a meiches deo b'shnasi yevil atzma that the money does go back to the buyer, and that's the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. And Rashi explains that there would be a valid nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel, and since the fi Rav, the actual mechir was a valid mechira, so if at the same time the Reuven sold the sada to Shimon, he was also selling metalton to Shimon, so then Shimon could be koinu the sada, and at the same time there was koinu the sada with kesef shtar chazaka, he can be koinu the metalton agav the karka, as we have a din of Kinyan Agav, and since the Kinyan on the Sada was Chal, at least for a moment, therefore Kinyan Agav would apply. However, according to Shmuel, that says that the Mechir is not a Mechir at all, and therefore, the Shmuel, if you try to be Koyin a Metalton at the same moment that you were Koyin to the Kaka, it would not be a valid Kinyan, as since you weren't Koyin to the Kaka, therefore the Kinyan of Agav doesn't apply. And let's read the Lashon of Rashi, the Ilu Rav HaMecha Mecha, Vim Kona Yimana, Chosim She'in La Machrayas, Nikni Yimah Ben Mechir Zu, B'loi Meshicha, and there's no requirement to do Meshicha on a Metalton. However, the Shmuel ain't a mecha, the mois matanenu, since the mecha is not a mecha, and really the seller should return the money to the buyer. However, we consider a matana to the seller, and since the kinyan on the karka did not work, therefore ain't a chasim she'in lemachrayis nikni yimah b'mechirizu b'loy meshicha v'yichayin l'achsaben, and therefore you can be chayza on the metaltlin or mois hametaltlin chayzin, and certainly the money that the buyer paid for the metaltlin would go back to the buyer or mois hakaka matana. However, Shmuel would hold that the mois of the karka would go as matana to the seller. The adam yadeish. And the Gemara continues that even though Rav Anan had a shafik, Rav Yosef says, Nechse Anan, let us see and let us find a raya as to what Shmuel held. But the Tani Braisa, as since the Braisa states, Hamecha Avdei L'Chutzlaretz Yotzei L'Cheres, that if Reuven sells his Eved to Shimon who lives in Chutzlaretz, then the Eved goes out L'Cheres, and the Eved Kanani still requires a get shichra, and he would receive that get shichra from his second master. But Shma Mino, Kani Rabbi Sheni, V'lo Yehud Rizvini, and therefore by the fact that we say that the get shichra comes from his second master, then it must be that the second master actually was kind of the Eved, and we don't unwind the actual mechira, and the buyer actually loses his money. And as Rashi says, the hadis vini v'rabu rishin kanya, if we will say that the money actually goes back to the buyer, and we unwind the transaction, then why would the second Odin have to give a get shichra to the Eved? At this point, we should actually be kaifa the first Odin, as Lemaisa, the Kinyan Issa, is retained by the first Odin, since his original sale was actually bottle. And therefore it's clear that when Shmuel said that loy chadri zvini, it must be in the case of moicha avdi l'chutzlart that yoytze l'chayrus, and it's in that case that Shmuel said that the zvini is not batal, and the buyer actually loses his money. And since Rav Hanan heard that in one case Shmuel holds that chadri zvini, that the actual sale is batal, and therefore the buyer doesn't lose his money, as he'll get back his money, so it must be that Shmuel said this by the case of meicha sedeo b'shnasi yevel atzma, that Shmuel said einu mechur kolika, and therefore all the money goes back to the buyer. And as the Gemara says, v'chiyom Shmuel hasam einu mechur u'mois chayzern, therefore it must be in the case where meicha sedeo b'shnasi yevel atzma, that Shmuel said einu mechur kolika, that the mois actually go back to the buyer, and the seller must return all the money to the buyer, since l'fi Shmuel the mecha was completely batal. And we continue on daf mem hayom alav, and the Gemara is bothered al chayyah, since Rabbi Yisrael found a brisa mefureshes, and we were able to be medayik by the fact that it said hamecha abdul chutzlarts yotzel chayyus v'tzach ger shichur mirabbi sheni and shpamino kani rabbi sheni v'loy hadri zvini. So chayyah, why is it that Rav Anan even had a suffolk at all? The Gemara answers brisa leishmile. Rav Anan never heard this prior brisa that we just brought down, and the Gemara continues and answers Rav Anan v'imi de Shmuel that why did Rav Anan have a suffolk as to what Shmuel held if lemaisa b'negeya hamecha sedeo b'shnas hayevel atzma Shmuel said ina mechura kolika. Chayyah should have been clear to Rav Anan that the sale is not a valid sale, and therefore the buyer should get back his money. And the Gemara answers that this would not be a riot to Rav Anan either, as Rav Anan felt that it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not considered a sale, and therefore the buyer gets back his money. Maybe what Shmuel meant to say is it's not considered a sale, and since a person knows that when you sell a field on Yevil, that's not considered a mechira, therefore the buyer gave the money to the seller as a matana. And once again, Rashi points out that Lefi this tzad, it comes out that there won't be enough kamina between Rav and Shmuel, except in the case of Kenyan Agav. And the Gemara continues that there's actual precedence to say that when Shmuel said it's in a mechura, he means to say that even though it's not a sale, still the money would not go back to the buyer, and the mice would be a matana to the seller. And where do we see this precedent? Just like we find if Reuven is mekadosh his sister, and we know, of course, Kedusha is not taifis on his sister, and the Itman we learned, if Reuven is mekadosh his sister, Rav says it's not considered Kedusha at all, and therefore, of course, this person never meant to give it as a matana to his sister, and therefore, Reuven would get back his money. And as Rashi says, according to Rav, when Reuven gave this money to his sister, he was only given to her as a begotten. And Shmuel says that although I agree with Rav, that's not considered a valid Kedushin, and even so, Reuven would not be able to get back his money, as Adam Yadeish in Kedushin Taisim Bachaisai, the Gum Venasal and Lashem Matana. And in the case of Meiches Dil Bishnasi Yevil Atzma, Rashi felt that even though Shmuel said that in a Mechura Kolika it's not considered a valid sale, however, he still felt that a person knows that it's not a valid sale during Yevil, and therefore he gave this Meis Matana, and he would not be able to receive the money back. And Lemaisa Rabbi Yosef brought a Raya not like that, and Lechay, why is the case of Meiches Dil Bishnasi Yevil different than the case of Mekadosh HaChaisai? In both cases, the transaction never occurred, and in the case of a Mekadosh HaChaisai, Shmuel says that the Meis is Matana, and by the Gaita case of Meicha Sadeo B'Shnasi Evo, Shmuel holds that the Meis is Chayzrin. In the top Taisad Amid, he says, Ulfiya Emes, Yeshul Chalik, L'Shai Chasal Meima, Adam Yudea, Kamoy B'Mekadosh HaChaisai, the Rav Kama, the Mechur V'Yitza, Ayim B'Taisis. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abayi Rabbi Yosef, Abayi says to his Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, that you just brought a riot that Shmuel holds that Meicha Abdul Chutzlar, that Jotzal Achiris, V'Tzarech Gatshichur Mirabi Sheni, and therefore we see that the second Adam was Kodesh Evid Knani, and even though he has to give him a get shichra, he does receive a refund on his money, and he loses his money. And Abaye asks, "My chos is the kantin lekech. Why is it that the rabbanim found it necessary to knas the actual buyer, and he loses his money? Niklas say lemeicha. Why don't we say that the meicha has to give the money back to the buyer, and the meicha will lose out because now the seller has to let his slave go free?" And the Gemara continues, "Amalei." So Abaye responds back to Abaye, "Lav achber ganav elachura ganav." He responds with a mashal that when a mouse steals food, the mouse can only steal something based on the fact that he knows that there's a hole that he could run into, and as Rashi says, and he'll be able to be saved from people that are chasing after him. And over here also, the only way that the seller was able to sell this Evik Knani to Chutzlaritz was because he had a willing buyer, and therefore we can ask the buyer, and the buyer loses the money. And the Gemara says, Amalei, so Abaye responds back to Rabbi Yosef, Ilav Achbra, without the mouse, how would it help that you have a hole? The hole would not be able to steal anything, as of course you need the mouse to first steal something, and then the core helps the mouse. And over here also, without the seller deciding to sell the Eved, then of course the sale would never have happened, and therefore the seller seems to be the one who went against his Takanas Chachamim, and he decided to sell his Eved Knani to Chutzlaritz, and L'chayr, the Knas should be on him, and we should require that the money should go back to the buyer. The Gemara answers, Mistavra, Hecha de Ikri Surah, Hasam Kansinan, that's Mistavra, that wherever the Issa is, that's who we will actually knas. And since the Eved right now is by the buyer, therefore we knas the buyer and he loses his money. And the Gemara continues, in our Mishnah we learned that if someone sells the Eved from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, then it's Yetzel Cheris. Our Gemara discusses a similar din, but in the opposite direction. Ahu Avdad, the Ark of Chutz Laretz, he was an Eved Knani that ran away from Chutz Laretz and went to Eretz Yisrael, Azum Maria Basrei, and the owner of this Eved Knani came from Chutz Laretz and he went to Eretz Yisrael in order to get back his Eved Knani. Also come to Rab Ami, so he came in front of Rab Ami. Amalei, Rab Ami said to him, Nichtel L'chashtar Adami, that we will write you a shtar that this Eved owes you money, the Kasalei Gita de Chirusa, and you have to write a Gechiris and a Get Shichra for this Eved, and the Eved will go out free. Rab Ami continued and said to this Adain V'Loi, and if you don't do so, Mefak L'Loi Menach Midrab Achir Rabbi Yeshia, then we will cause him to be removed from you based on the dinner of Achir Rabbi Yeshia, and we'll force you to do so in any case, and you'll lose out the money as well. The Gemara will now bring a Brisa, and in this Brisa we will dash in a Pasuk in Pashat Kisetze in four different ways, and the third way to learn the Pasuk, we will see the Shita of Rabbi Achir Rabbi Yeshia. And the Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned the Brisa, and the Gemara brings a Pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim discussing the din of a Knani, Le Yeshu Ba'atzcha, that you shouldn't allow the Knanim or the Shiva Amim to live in your land, Pen Yachdiu Ischali, as maybe they will cause you to go astray and do Chatayim to me, and they will cause you to go and serve other gods. And the Brisa states, you would think that this pasuk even refers to an Eved Chavim that's mekabel himself not to be Eved Avedis Chavim, that he also can't live in Eretz Canaan. Tamalim, the pasuk says in Pashuk Yisaisei, and then the next pasuk says, at this point, the Gemara dashens that the Torah is telling you that if there's an Eved, meaning a Knani, that goes away from his master, meaning that he doesn't serve Avedis Zara any longer, and if we won't let him stay in Eretz Yisrael, then he'll go back and serve Avedis Zara. So Maita Kanasa, what is the Kana for this guy? And the pasuk says, Im Chayesha B'Kibcha, that we shall allow him to actually stay and live together with Yudin, B'Makom Yishivcha, B'Achat Sherecha, B'Atay Vloy, Vloy Te'enanu, and we shall let him live in Eretz Yisrael, in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for Klal Yisrael. And this is the first pshat in this pasuk. However, the Kashla Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Yeshia had a kash on this braisa, as if it's true that we're talking about a guy who is no longer serving in Avedis Zara. So Hayashi Natsar Lechem Ma'adainav, when the pasuk says that this person was saved from his master, that doesn't make sense because Avedis Zara is not his master, and therefore the pasuk should have said Me'imavim Me'bayilei, that he was saving him from his father who was forcing him to go and serve Avedis Zara. And some are in Goyis Me'imavim Me'bayilei, as L'chayu, that wouldn't be better than Me'imadainav. They are Goyis Me'imalehav, that you should say that he's going away from his God. And based on this question, Rabbi Yeshia feels that this pasuk is referring to some sort of a case with an Eved, and Elam Rav Yeshia, and therefore Rabbi Yeshia explains that when the pasuk says Saska Eved Al Deinav, Ashi Natzar Alechem Im Adainav, B'Meicha Avdei L'Chutz La'aretz HaKosam Adaba, we're referring to a case where Reuven sold his Eved Knani from Eretz Yisrael to a person that lives in Chutz La'aretz. The pasuk is actually giving an Azara to Bezdin, that Bezdin should make sure that this Eved should not get locked in to the Adin in Chutz La'aretz, and they should make sure that this Eved receives a Get Shichra. And the fear of Yeshia, the pshat in the pasuk is that Loisaska Eved Al Deinav, that if Reuven sells his Eved from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, then Bezdin has a chiyuv to make sure that Shimon actually does not keep this Eved, and they make sure that the sale is bottled, and therefore the slave will go free. And Lefi Rabbi Yeshia, when the pasuk says Ashi Yinotzel Alecha Me'im Adainav, Loshi Yinotzel means to be separated, and the pasuk is telling you that this Eved was separated from his Odin that was in Eretz Yisrael because the Odin sold him to an Odin in Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara continues on this second shot in this pasuk, which was brought by Rabbi Yeshia, Kashalei Rabbi Achi Rabbi Yeshia, and there was a question to Rabbi Achi, the son of Rabbi Yeshia, on the pshat of his father Rabbi Yeshia, Hi Ashi Yinotzel Alecha. Then why does this pasuk say that the slave escaped to you, Ashi Yinotzel Me'imach Mibayilei, and the pasuk should have stated that the Eved separated himself from you as he was sold from the place of Bezin in Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and therefore Elam Rabbi Achi Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Achi Rabbi Yeshia now gives a third pshat in this pasuk, the Eved Shebarach B'Chutz La'aretz La'aretz HaKosu B'Dabo, that the pasuk is actually talking about an Eved Knani that ran away from Chutz La'aretz and he went to Eretz Yisrael, and the pasuk tells you that now that this Eved is in Eretz Yisrael, Bezin has no right to go and return this Eved from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And it's based on this limud of Rav Achi Rav Yeshia, that Rav Ami said that if you don't write a shtah shichur for this Eved, then I'm going to go and say that he goes out free because l'maisa, the pasuk states that you now go and take this Eved out of Eretz Yisrael and bring him back to Chutz La'aretz. Ayin Tezrit was bothered that l'chir, since Rav Achi Rav Yeshia brought a pasuk that you now go and take this Eved Knani and bring him back to Chutz La'aretz, so l'chir, it should go out for free. And why is it that Rav Ami said they would actually write a shtar adome and he would actually have it requirement to pay the Adon back at some point, if L'chaira, at this point, since he's an Eretz Yisrael, he should be able to go out free. And the Taisus Rid says that L'maisa, since Reuven could say that I'm going to move to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to keep this Eved in Eretz Yisrael, or Reuven could say that although I won't force him to go to Chutz La'aretz, but I have a right to sell him to another Jew that lives in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Rav Ami said that although I will force you to give him get Shechra, but L'maisa I will require the Eved to pay you back for his value at some later point. And the Gemara continues, Tani Yidduch, we learned in another Brayso, so a fourth pshat in this pasuk, L'saske Eved Aladinov, Rabbi explains, L'kech Eved Al-Menashel Shachrei HaKos B'Dabo, the Torah is talking about a specific scenario where Reuven buys an Eved, and he does so in order to set him free. And it's in that case that the Torah says that we should make sure that the Eved is not returned to this Adon, and the Adon has to set him free. And the Gemara asks, Hechi Dami, what is this case? Amar Nachman Yitzhak, the Kos Lehachi, that Reuven wrote in the Shtar Mechira, L'shechecha, when I buy you, I ask Chanilach Ma'achshav, that the Eved Knani should be able to acquire himself from this moment. And Rashi explains, the Chiddush of Rabbi is that V'chizoven Le'havale Meshuchel Mafreya, that once Reuven actually completes his purchase, therefore it's considered that the slave goes out to Mafreya. And the Mahachar Mina B'Yavamas, the Rabbi Krameyas V'Yilei, that we see that Rabbi holds like the Shita Rameya, the Oma Adam Maknadav Shalei B'Lo'ilam. And L'chir, it's a bit Tzarech Bia, why would we say that the Pasuk is referring to someone that wants to buy an Eved in order to be Meshachar Eved? L'chir, why would someone go and do this? And it could be that this Gufa, the Chiddush of the Braisa, Rabbi says this is a Makar in the Torah, and we learn now from here that Adam Maknadav Shalei B'Lo'ilam. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chista Arkli Avnal Beikutai, Rav Chista had a slave that ran away to Beikutai, which was a city that had a bunch of Kutim, Shalch Lahu Hadrunele, and he sent to the Kutim to send back my Eved, Shalch Lahu, so he sent to them, Lysaska Eved Aladeno, the Pasuk says, that would not return an Eved to a master, and they learned it literally that even though Rav Chista lived in Bavel, and Beikutai was in Bavel, that it didn't even apply in that case, and they would not be able to return an Eved to his master, since the Eved ran away. And some Gurus that Rav Chista actually first stated, Shalch Lahu, Vechin Tassel Chamer, that I lost this item and I lost my Eved, and she returned the Eved to me, that is a mitzvah deraisa to return it. And Shalcholei and the people in Beit Kutai said to him, Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Lysaska Eved Aladeinov, this is an exception to the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda. And the Gemara continues, Shalcholei, so Rav Chista responded back to Beit Kutai, Hahu be'Eved Shabarach Bechus Laretz La'aretz, Uchrab Achi Rabbi Yeshia. That Pasuk is referring to a case where there was an Eved that ran away from Chus La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and like Rabbi Achi Rabbi Yeshia taught us, that the Pasuk is telling you that if an Eved Kanani ran away from Chutz La'aretz and he's in Eretz Yisrael, you can't give that Eved Kanani back to his master that's in Chutz La'aretz. However, in a case where an Eved Kanani ran away from his Adon that lived in Bavel and he went to a place in Bavel as well, then the din is that of course you could return that Eved back to his original master, and this Pasuk doesn't refer to that scenario. And the Gemara continues in Esu Maishna the Shalch Lukat Rav Achir Babisha, why is it that Rav Chista sent to the people in Beit Kutai? The Pasuk is talking about the case of Rav Achir Babisha. If L'chiri could have said that this pasuk has nothing to do with an Eved Kanani that ran away from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but it's going like the Shita of Rebbe that said it's referring to a case of Lekech Eved Al-Menashel Shachrei. And the Gemara answers, Meshum Demashmal Ukrai. And in the Chanami, Rav Chista could have answered that this pasuk is actually used based on the din of Rav Achir Rabbi Yeshua or based on the Shita of Rebbe. However, L'maisa, the Limur of Rebbe is a Deichik to say that this pasuk is referring to a case of Lekech Eved Al-Menashel Shachrei, and it's coming to teach you a din like Rav Meir that Adam Makna Dova Shloi B'Lo'ilam, as L'maisa, there are other Shitas, and they hold in on the Maknadav Shalei B'Elam, and therefore that can't be what his Pasuk is coming for, and therefore Rav Chista wanted to give a Pshat in the Pasuk that made sense according to all, and therefore he brought a Pshat of Rabach of Babesha. And as Rashi says, the Mashmul Kray, Pashta the Kroch, Mashmul Tvei, since the Pashas of the Pasuk seems like Rabach of Babesha, Vehin in the Shemel Nibri Chachamim, and the Kutim wouldn't listen to different drushes of the Chachamim, and therefore Rav Chista wanted to explain to them that there's a Pshat in the Pasuk that works out according to the Pashup Pshat in the words of the Pasuk, and that's why he brought the Pshat of Rav Achir Rav Yeshia. Rukveg and Gilin Hashas is Koshli, Hayeshlemi, the Svili, Kvi Halacha, the Inner Maknadav Shalei B'Lo'ilam. Then why couldn't we say that the reason why Rav Chista brought the member of Achir Rav Yeshia is because he couldn't bring the Pshat of Rebbe, because we actually hold that Inner the Maknadav Shalei B'Lo'ilam, and therefore he doesn't hold like the did of Rebbe, the Efshel of Farshakra, the Chadarsh Rebbe, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues with the story, Abaye Ekas Lechamra Beikutai, Abaye lost his donkey in the city of Beikutai, Shalchlu, Shadrali, and he sent to them a message that they should send it back to him. Shalchulei, so they sent to him, Shalch Simoni, you should send us a simon as to this lost object of yours. Shalchlu, so Abaye sent to them, the Chivra Krese, that its stomach is white. Shalchulei, so they sent back to them, Ilav Nachmeniat, not for the fact that you're Nachmeni, and as we learned before, that Abaye was called Nachmeni, either because he was Rabbi's nephew and he was named after Rabbi's father, Nachmeni, or because he grew up in Rabbi's house, therefore they called him based on Rabbi's father. father Nachmeni, or his actual name was Nachmeni. They said, Lo yav mishadr le'nalech, we wouldn't send you this chamor, as the simon that you gave us is not a valid simon, as atukul chamri lav kursel chavrinenu, as all donkeys' stomachs are white, and therefore this is not a valid simon. However, because you are Abaye and we trust you, therefore we will send this chamor back to you. And some say that l'maisa we know that a chacham has the ability to have a tefias ayin on his objects, and therefore the Beit Kutoy return these items to Abaye. And we continue with the new Mishnah in Poynes Hashvur and Yisrael Kadei Demeim Kadei Tikkun Olam. They not only prepared those who were captured by Goyim for more than their value because of a Tikkun Olam, and the Gemara will explain two different pshatim as to what Tikkun Olam means. And one is not allowed to help someone that is a shavui and is in captivity because there's a problem of Tikkun Olam. And Rav Shimon Goyim Kadei Takanas Shvuyim. Rav Shimon Goyim states it's because Takanas Shvuyim and not because of Tikkun Olam. And we'll explain what this means when we get to the Gemara. And the Gemara now asks, Ibaylu, Hayim Kadei Tikkun Olam. When we said in Pinas Shvuyim Yesal Kadei Demeim Kadei Tikkun Olam, what does that mean? Does it mean Mishum Deichet Tziburu that we're concerned that if the Tziba goes and uses a lot of money in order to pay off and release the person who was captured, that will cost them too much money and they won't have enough money for basic necessities? Idilmo, what do we say? Mishalom Ligru V'Leisu Tvei, that if the Yidden will always go and redeem captives because of the fact that it's such a great mitzvah, so we're concerned that the Goyim will see that they're able to get away with this and receive a lot of money, and therefore they'll continue kidnapping other Jews and they'll be able to hold them for ransom. And Rashi says, "Mepidechet Tzibur who in one of the Kasiba Olavil De'anis Bishvil Elu Idilmo D'Layimsu Ayvukham Nafshayu V'Ligru V'Leisu Tvei Mepidechet Meicher Esabeika V'Nafkumina Nafkumin B Im Yeshlo Av Osher." If this shavui has a wealthy father, a kerv, or he has a kerv who writes the Tzibur B'Damer Habi, and he wants the person to go and be paid this captive for a lot of money, and the ransom will not fall on the Tziba. So according to the first pshat, so his wealthy father or kerv can be paid this shavui. However, according to the second pshat, we would not allow him to go and be paid this shavui because the mice that will cause other people to be kidnapped, and the goyim will take advantage of Yidden. They will want to receive very large ransoms. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, that'll bring your raya that the reason why in Pridin Sashvuin Yesal Kadei Demeim Mepnei Tikkun Olam is based on the first reason of Mishum Deichet Tzibur, as the Levi Badaga, there was a person Levi Badaga, and Parkal Lebarte Betleisa Alfi Din Rizov, he went and redeemed his daughter for 13,000 Din Rizov, and we see that as long as it was a Kerv, then this was Mutta, and we didn't have a problem based on the fact, like Ligur Vuleisate, that maybe this will cause further ransom demands and further kidnappings, and therefore we see that it's only based on Deichet Tzibur, and over here, since the Yochid is stepping forward and actually going and redeeming this person, therefore there's no issue of Deichet Tzibur. And the Gemara continues, Om Abaya, Abaya says, from this price, you don't have a raya, Oman Lemel, and the Bertzen Chacham Avid, Dilma Shleim Bertzen Chacham Avid, who said that Levi Bardago did this with the Rishus Chacham, and Chacham were happy about this. It could be he went against the Kanes Chachamim, and he actually went against the desire of the Chachamim, as really be concerned about further ransoms, and therefore even a father doesn't have the right to go and be paid to his daughter from captivity. The Gemara continues, Mishnah teaches us that a person can't go and save someone who is a shavui and help him escape. And the Tanakhama says this is because of Tikkun Olam. And Rashi explains over here, Tanakhama chay shel Tikkun Olam kulay shem yiktzepu al shvuyim hasid lavay v'yitnim b'shal shoyis v'charitzim, that if someone helps a shavui escape, then we're worried that maybe the captives will go and capture other yidden, and at that time they'll be more careful and they'll keep them locked in chains and they'll put them deep in the ground in pits, and therefore by helping this one shavui escape, it's actually causing major problems for future shvuyim. And Reb Shimon says, "Benach chayish elam kin yeshvuyin achirim imay, unless there are other captives together with this captive, shem yiktzvu hashvuyin liyasum yisurin, as maybe the captives will immediately go and torture the other prisoners." And the Gemara asks, "May benau what's the nafkamina between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama?" And the Gemara explains, "It could be now the lek alachod that the nafkamina would be if there's only one captive, as according to Tanakama that we're worried about future captives, so it doesn't make a difference if he's the only captive, he still can't help him escape. However, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, since we're only concerned about the goyim going and hurting the yidden that are currently under captivity, so therefore, if there's only one captive, this is not a concern, and a person can help the captive escape." And the Gemara continues with the story of Bante Rav Nachman Bachsham Bekadir Biyadayu, that the daughters of Rav Nachman were able to mix a pot of scalding water with their bare hands. So Kashli Rav Ilish was bothered that Ksivit says in the pasuk Adam Echad Me'elav Matzasi, that I found one great man amongst a thousand, V'ishu B'chol Eilu Lo Matzasi. However, I didn't find one great woman amongst those thousand, Ha'ikub Bante Rav Nachman. And we see that the daughters of Rav Nachman was so great, and it was even more than one person. And Rav Ilish was bothered that L'chir had seen that the Ina Ur Shaletzepen and the Tzitkonius, but the Maisa, the Pasuk in Kehelas tells us that by woman, you wouldn't find that there's so many tzidkanias in one area. The Gemara continues, Gamalu Milsa Vishtabayin, that based on this story and based on the desire of Rabbi Elush to actually find out what is actually going on over here, and therefore, Minashemayim, there was Miskalgal, that Vishtabayin, that these daughters of Rabbi Nachman were actually captives, Vishtabayiu, Nam Badayu, and Rabbi Elush was also captured together with them. Yoimachad, one time, Haviyasav Gabeyahu Gavro, Daviyadu Belisha the Tsubari, that there was a person sitting together with Rabbi Elush, and this person knew the actual language of the birds, Asa Orva of a Kakarile, and it was a raven that was speaking, Amalei, my Kama. And Rav Elish asked this person that understood the language of the birds, my Kama, what is this raven saying? And Amalei, so this person responded to Rav Elish, Elish Baruch, that the raven is saying that Elish should run away. And Amar, so Rav Elish said, Orva Shikruhu, we know that the raven lies, as we know that by Noach, after the Mabel, he sends out the raven, and nothing good happened. And Velei Samichtan Allah, and therefore we can't be Samich on the words of the raven. And the Hachi And then a dove came, and the dove was now cooing. Amalei, my kamra. Once again, Rav Elish said to this person that knew the language of the birds, my kamra. So what is this bird saying, and what is the dove saying? Amalei. And he once again said that the dove is also saying, Elish Baruch, that now is the opportune time for Elish to run away. So Amar, so Rav Elish said, Knes Yisrael kiyonim masila. We know that Klai Yisrael is compared to a yoina, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Yonasi Tamasi, and Shema Mina Misrachash Nisa, and therefore I see that it must be the nation will happen to me, and it's an opportune time for me to run away. Amma Izel Achvi Bamtid Rav Nachman. And Rav Elish said, before I leave, let me go check in the daughters of Rav Nachman. And if I could determine that they stayed with the Namanis and they stayed faithful to the husbands, then I'll bring them back together with me. Amma Nashi called me with Islu, Sadal Hadadi Besakise. So he said, women, when they want to discuss something together, they go together to Besakise, and they're able to discuss things in private over there. Shamina de Kamran. And Rav Elish went to the area of the Besakise, and he overheard that they were saying, Adi Guvrin v'Nadoi Guvrin, these captives are our husbands, and our husbands who we had in Nadoi were also our husbands, meaning that we had beer with the captives as well, and let us tell our captives that they should go far away from here, as people shouldn't come and hear that we're over here, and then they should be paid to us and redeem us. And he saw that they were totally connected to these Goyim, and therefore Rav Elish did not take them with him, and he left by himself, and come Arik, and Rav Elish got up and ran away. So he went, Vahu Gavra, and this person that understood the language of the birds also went together with Rabbi Elish, and to Rabbi Elish, there was actually an ace that happened, and over Mavra, and he was able to get across the bridge, and no one was able to catch him. Vahu Gavra, however, this person that knew the languages of the birds, Ashkechu, the Goyim found him, Vikathu, and they killed him. And the Gemara tells us, Ki Hadrin V'Asan, and the Mashar explains that at a later point, some people went, and they redeemed these women who were the daughters of Nachman from captivity. And even though they didn't really want to leave, they did so by Kacham. And even though before this happened, Rabbi Elish would not say that he found out that these women were actually going and doing something be'issa, and we saw that they were not tzidkanias, and therefore it must be the reason why they were able to put their hands into such hot water was because they were working with Kishuv. But he didn't say so until this point, because it wasn't negiah to anyone, and therefore he would be over on Lashon Hara. However, at this point that they got out, now it was L'Teles, Oma, Havakabachshin Kidra B'Kshavim, and Rabbi Elish now made it public that the way that they were able to put their arms into such boiling water was by using kishuf. And before we continue with the Mishnah, let's point out two things. Number one, Taisa says in Dibur Masechta Ligru V'Lesu that according to either Pshat of the Gemara, then definitely a person can be paid his wife for as much money as he wants, Davi Kagufai, as that is like being paid to himself. And of course, his wife is on a higher dagger than his daughter. And certainly the Rabbanan did not make a takana that a person can pay as much as they want in order to redeem himself. Taisus continues that later on in the Gemara, on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Shub ben Chananya will go and redeem a child. Later on, would become the great Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, and he did so with a fortune and money. And Lachari, why don't we have a chash that this would cause other people to be taken captive? And Taisus gives two terutzim. Number one, Lefishay Muflug b'Chachma, because he saw that his child was great in Chachma. Inami b'Shas Chorban Abayis lo Shayech leLigvu, since it was at the time of the Chorban Abayis. Therefore, no matter what Klai Yisrael would have done, the Goyim were anyway going to take them captive. Therefore, this takana didn't apply, and they could be paid to another Jew, even if it would be a lot of money. And Rabbi Kvegan Gilin Ashas brings down, the Aruch says that from Agamar we see that Rabbi Elish knew the language of Eifes. And Rabbi Kvegan actually points out that it seems to be just the opposite, because of Chasigu B'Seid Dadarius, the Kad Mashma Pepach, as Mashma, and Rabbi Elish did not know the language of birds, and he had to rely on this other person that knew the language of birds. However, Efshe, it's possible to say that L'Chira, how could Rabbi Elish rely on this other person, that the person said that it's an opportune time to leave, and he would put himself himself in danger if he didn't actually understand what the birds were saying, and therefore it's muchach that Rav Ilush himself understood what the bird said. And we continue with the new Mishnah, that you're not allowed to buy svarim or tefillin mezuzahs from evichavim if they're charging more than their proper value. And we continue on and just like in the prior Mishnah, we explained the word tikkun olam in two different ways. Therefore, over here, we explain it the same ways. And Rashi says, either because we don't want to put financial pressure on the tzibur, as if we pay them too much, then it'll cause the goyim to go and steal sefer Torah and tefillin mezuzahs, and they'll know that the giddim will buy it back. And the Gemara states, Rabbi says, Rav Ashi, yes, al kadei demein, who dein loichin, they not allowed to buy it for more than value, habichdei demein loichin, but you're allowed to buy it for the proper value, and therefore you see from here that a sefer Torah that's found in the hands of Evichavim, you could read in that sefer Torah and it's kasha, and that's why you could buy it for its value, as if it would be us to read from such a sefer Torah. And as Rashi says, because we'd be chayish shemu kasvil l'shem avedis kachavim, then maybe the guy wrote it for avedis kachavim and not l'shem Hashem. And l'maisa, we will see there's a three of machlekes a little bit later on the Gemara, and the Gemara says dilma lignais, and when medayik from the Mishnah that if you'd have the right price of the sefer Torah and the tefillin mezuzahs, you would be able to buy from the guy. That's not because you'd be able to use it to read it, but it's because you want to be going as the sefer Torah, and ve'im minichal isem biyodai shema kashu, as we won't want to leave it by a guy because maybe the sefer Torah or the tefillin mezuzahs are kasha, the goyim's an isay misfeka, and therefore we put it in gneiza misafik. And the Gemara continues, Amar Nachman Naktina, and we have a Kabbalah and a mysterious Maraviseinu or Minig Maraviseinu that sefer Torah shekasu min yisarv, that the sefer Torah was written by a min, it has to be burnt. And Rashi says a min is oduk ba'avedis kachavim kagoyin koyma, that he is actually so attached to avedis kachavim that he know for certain he must have written the sefer Torah l'shem avedizara, not l'shem Hashem. And the example that Rashi gives is like a priest who would write a sefer Torah. And Rav Nachman continues, kasvul avichavim, if we know for certain that this sefer Torah was written by avichavim, then you have to put it in gneiza. And Rav Nachman continues, however, nimsa biyad min, if you found a sefer Torah in the hands of a min and you're not sure if he actually wrote it, yigonez, then in that case you don't have to burn it, but you have to put it in gneiza. Nimsa biyad avichavim, and if you found a sefer Torah tefillin mezuzahs in the hand of avichavim, amri lo yigonez, some say you have to put in gneiza, the amri lo kirin bay, and some say that you could read it and it's a valid sefer Torah. And Rashi says, nimsa biyad avichavim, amri lo yigonez, misveka shemu kasbay, and there's a suffix that maybe the avichavim actually wrote the sefer Torah, and therefore you have to put in gneiza. However, since it's sad that the Avichavim did not write the sefer Torah, but it actually was written by a Jew, and the Avichavim just has it, so therefore you can't burn it. And some say you can actually read in the sefer Torah. And Rashi explains the Sveksveku that Shem Yisrael Kasvay, maybe a Jew wrote it. And Imtim Sleima who Kasvay, and even if the Avid of Zara wrote it, Shem Limkal Yisrael Kasvay, maybe he did it in order to sell to a Jew, and therefore he had proper kavanas for the Shem Avichavim, and he didn't write the sefer Torah for Avid Zara. And the Gemara continues, sefer Torah Shekasvay Avichavim, it is a sefer Torah is written by a guy, Tani Chada. One brisa teaches us, you sorry if you have to burn it. V'tani idach yigonin is another brisa teaches us, they have to put in gneiza. V'tani idach karen bay, and there's another brisa says you could actually read in the sefer Torah. And the Gemara says, Lekasha, it's not stereo between the brises. As hard as tani yisarev, as the brisa that says you have to burn the sefer Torah, Rabbi Lezi, that's going to Rabbi Lezi, the Omar, Stam Machshava Sevichavim, Lavidischavim, that Stam Machshava Sevichavim is for Avedizara, and therefore he must have written the sefer Torah for Avedizara, and therefore the sefer Torah is Osbano, and you have to burn it. V'hadi tanya, and the brisa that states that the sefer Torah that was written by Goy has to be put in gliza. Haytano, it's going like this. Tana, the Tana Rav Amnuna, Braid Rav Mipashunya, and Rav Amnuna, the son of Rav Mipashunya, wrote a brisa that teaches us sefer Torah tefillin mezuzahs shek savan. If there was a sefer Torah tefillin mezuzahs that was written either by a musser, either by someone that informed on people of Klai Yisrael in order to make them lose money, or by an avichavim, or as well as an eved, an isha, a katan, or a kuti, or Yisrael mumma, then all of them are psulin. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ukshatim uchsaftam, and we see that the Torah compared the mitzvah tefillin to the mitzvah of writing tefillin and mezuzahs and a sifrei Torah, and we learn out kol sheyeshem b'kshira yeshem b'ksiva, whoever is chayiv to tie tefillin on their arms and to wear tefillin can also write sifrei Torah tefillin mezuzahs v'chol she'ene b'kshira ene b'ksiva. However, anyone that's not chayiv to wear tefillin can also not write sifrei Torah tefillin and mezuzahs. And Rashi explains that eved v'isha ene b'kshira the mitzvah say shezvan gromahi the laila v'shabbos lavs man tefillinu, and Rashi over here says both laila and Shabbos, and early in the Masechta Rashi only brought down that Laila loves not tefillin, and kuti geri rayis, and therefore certainly they're not chayav to put on tefillin as they're not considered Jewish. Mumo maso Rashi is bothered that l'chira they're regular Jews and they're zecharim, and therefore they have a chiyuv to wear tefillin. But Rashi says very parku malein oil, that since they remove from themselves the oil of tefillin and they don't believe in the mitzvah of tefillin, therefore they're also not considered in the mitzvah kshira, and therefore they don't have an ability to write a sefer Torah either. And the Gemara continues, v'hadu tani koyenbari, and the Braisa that states that a sefer Torah that was written by a guy, you could actually read in haitanahu, that is going according to Tanya. The Tanya is willing to the Braisa, loichin svarim and evichovim b'chol makim, they allowed to buy a sefer Torah from evichovim in any place, or v'ad shiuk suvim kil chosin, however they have to be written properly. The ma'isa b'evichovim echa b'tzidon, she kaisa svarim v'hit the Rabbi Shimon l'nil alikach me'menu, and there was a story in Sidon where there was an evichovim that wrote a sefer Torah, and Rabbi Shimon l'nil allowed them to buy that sefer Torah from him. And the Gemara asks, how could it be that Rabbi Shimon Galil said he can buy the sefer Torah from the guy if Rabbi Shimon Galil ibel shmon baik, so ksiv lishmon lay bai? Do you think it makes sense that Rabbi Shimon Galil would require that the actual parchment has to be prasel lishma, and yet the ksiva doesn't have to be done lishma? Of course, that doesn't make sense. And we already see that this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Galil. The Tanya is willing to brace a tzipin zav if someone covered up that tefillin with gold, oishitalin or behemoth tmeah, or if they made the batim out of the skins and out of the hides of a behemoth tmeah, psulas, those would be puzzle. And Rashi says that we know based on the pasuk in Pashas Bayi in Perek Yud Gimel pasuk Tes that states v'hayil chala is al yadechol is a karm bein nechal leman tia teres Hashem beficha ki biyad chazaka itziach Hashem mitzrayim. And we learn that tefillin has to be beficha, with something that's muta beficha and something that you could eat, and a behemoth tmeah of course is also for a Jew to eat, and therefore the batim of tefillin cannot be made out of hides of a behemoth tmeah. However, the Tana Kama holds or behemoth tayrak shiris v'af bishleid bin lishma, that the skins and the hides of behemoth tayrak would be kosher for the batim of tefillin, and even though if they weren't prasas lishma. And Reb Shimon Galil argues with Tana Kama, and he says afilo or behemoth tayrak psula is actually abdul lishma, that there's a din that you have to have the pressing of the hides to be made lishma in order to be kosher to use as batim. And therefore, if we see that Reb Shimon Galil holds that even the ibud has to be done lishma, certainly sefer Torah tefillin mezuzahs should have to be written lishma. And how could Rav Shimon Galil say that if a sefer Torah was written by a guy, you could buy it and you could be koyin by? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Bashmuel beger shechazal suri, we're talking about Ivi Kachavim, but he became a ger and then he reverted back to being a Ivi of a Zara. And in that case, we're going to say that his writing of a sefer Torah would work. And the Gemara asks, Lasuri, how can you say that in that case, by writing a sefer Torah would actually work? Koshkin Havale Min, in that case, certainly, even if we would say that he's considered a Yisrael, but the Mice is a Min, and therefore it would be possible for him to write a sefer Torah. And we even learned beforehand at the top of the Amid that Rav Nachman stated that sefer Torah shekasva min yisarv, that if a sefer Torah is written by a min, that's actually worse than a sefer Torah that's written by Ivi Kachavim, and the din is that you have to actually burn that sefer Torah. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi states shechayz l'surim mishamira, that in this case, this guy that was in Skaya, he actually went back to live together with the Ivi Kachavim, and he acted like Ivi Kachavim because of fear, as people threatened him that they would kill him based on the fact that he was Megaya and became a Jew, and therefore he had no choice but to become a goy. But the Maisi still believed in that Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore if he wrote a sefer Torah, that would be kosher. And that's when Rabbi Shmuel stated that if a Kohen wrote a sefer Torah, you could actually read in that sefer Torah. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in Braisa that although in Mishnah we learned that sefer Torah tefillin mezuzahs cannot be bought from a goy for more than the value, however the Braisa actually states malim bedmein ad kedei tapir, that you actually could go and add on to the value the amount of the topic, which was the type of a coin. And the Gemara asks, my topic, what is the topic? And the Gemara answers, Istra. Rashi explains, Istra, Sela Medina, Shemina Shebes Sela Tzuri, which is an eighth of a Sela Tzuri, Dahinu Chetzidina, as the Sela Tzuri was silver, and the Sela Medina was not made out of silver, and it was made out of a cheaper coin. And Rashi explains, Afapisha Sheninu, in Leikhaisa Biesim Medemain, even though the Mishnah taught us that a Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzahs cannot be bought for more than the value, Taimish Leinu Lei, Viatricha Lishnal Svarim, that's because the Goyim shouldn't go and try to steal Svarim from Klai Yisrael, and then know that they'll be able to go and sell back to them. But if it's a small amount, then that's not such a major deal, and you could still buy the sefer Torah tefillin mezuzahs from a goy. And Taisa points out, and as we learned that from Rashi, it's mashma that's not going on tefillin mezuzahs only, but it's also going on sefer Torah. How could it be that the Gemara will give the same share for tefillin mezuzahs and give the same share for the sefer Torah if l'maisa the ratios and the proportion doesn't make sense? And Taisa says l'kach nira the koya tefillin mezuzahs, and therefore Taisa says that our Gemara is only specifically talking about tefillin mezuzahs, and b'degei sefer Torah it could be that you could add on even more than a tapiyik. And the Gemara ends off a story. There was a woman who was an Arab, the Isi Chayisa tefillin kamei d'abaya, that she brought a small bundle of tefillin in front of Abaya, and it seemed that she stole it, and now she wanted to sell it to Abaya. So Amalah, so Abaya said to her, Yavisli reish reish b'tamri. So he said to her, give me each pair, the shel rosh and the shel yad, and I'll pay you one date for each pair. So Imloy Zahira, so she got so angry at him that he quoted such a low price, and therefore Shokla should have seen Benara, so she took it and she said, if it's not valuable to you, therefore she threw it into Nar. Omar and Abaye said, that I shouldn't have been mizalzel and tefillin so much and quoted to her such a low price, and therefore it was my fault that it was thrown into the Nar, and we will stop over here.